Investment flash.
When a Chinese chip startup pops 466% on its first day, you know the AI hype just hit a wall.
I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. This is the Investment Flash New York edition for July 28th. We're picking through the rubble of the chip sell-off and a near 9% oil crash.
Marie, your timing is impeccable. The FT already had a piece on China's DUV tools 3 days ago. The market just caught up yesterday.
Wait, are you saying the sell-off was telegraphed and nobody listened?
I'm saying the business press is always 6 months late, then act surprised. But to be fair, a 466% IPO pop is a serious wake-up call.
Yeah, buddy, and our sell call on SMH yesterday, down another 2.3% last session. I gloat, but I'm actually scared.
Tom, your bearishness on chips is like my childhood dog finally catching a car. You don't know what to do with it.
Oh, come on. But seriously, NVIDIA down 5%, ASML down 5.8%. This isn't a rotation, it's a reckoning.
Hold on, I'm going to push back. NVIDIA at 15 times forward earnings is not expensive. If hyperscalers keep spending, this could reverse fast.
Marie, you're ignoring the structural piece. China's now mass-producing DUV tools. That directly threatens ASML's monopoly. This is years in the making, not a one-day event.
No, but that's exactly my point. The market's pricing in a worst-case scenario that might not materialize. What if China's yields are terrible and the tools are second-rate?
Fair enough, but look at the price action. Korean trading halts, memory names like Micron and Western Digital getting crushed. The market isn't waiting for a yield analysis.
Right, and Steve Eisman just sold a key tech stock, the Big Short guy. That's a signal, not noise.
Okay, sure, but let's not forget the other side. If energy keeps crashing, Powell gets dovish. That could be a massive bond rally and halt the tech sell-off.
Exactly. The Fed reaction function is the missing piece in the press today. Nobody's talking about it.
100%. And oil's 8.7% drop, the biggest in years, is a disinflationary force. Bonds are screaming buy.
That's the whole story. TLT at 52-week lows? That's a gift if inflation expectations cool.
Nailed it. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's talk oil first. Japan's pipeline plan bypassing Hormuz just killed the geopolitical risk premium.
Yeah, look, that's the kind of infrastructure story that takes a decade, not a weekend. The market overreacted. Classic crowded long unwind.
Wait a second. You're telling me an 8.7% crash on a pipeline that doesn't exist yet is rational? That's your take?
No, I'm saying it's an excuse. The real story was positioning. USO still up 80% year to date. This was a profit-taking grenade.
Yeah, the old sell the news on a pipeline that hasn't even been approved yet. Gerald, your bond doom loop radar just pinged.
All right. But speaking of doom loops, the European banks are having a very Italian moment. Monte dei Paschi and Banco BPM in merger talks.
This is fascinating. They're trying to thwart Intesa's 35 billion euro takeover bid. A cash component for Paschi shareholders? That's premium territory.
So we're buying Paschi and BPM on deal optionality and fading Intesa? I like it. Consolidation in European banks is the theme of the decade.
To be fair, Intesa's still a powerhouse. But without M&A, it's a show-me story. The other two are within 2% of 52-week highs, already pricing in a deal.
Right, and that's the risk. If talks collapse, those stocks sink. But the catalyst is real. European banking consolidation is finally happening.
Moving to a different defensive play, defense stocks. Lockheed Martin up 14% in a week. Western governments reshoring explosives production.
Tom, remember when you said semis were the only game in town? defense is quietly having its moment while everyone stares at chips.
Oh, burn. But look, Lockheed's still 16% below its 52-week high. Northrop, 29%. Lots of room to run.
I'm actually with you on this one. The reshoring theme is structural, not just a budget bump. The ITA ETF jumped 6% and is near breakout levels.
Fair enough, but it's already run. Missed the boat by a week. Buying into a 14% rip is not my style.
See, Gerald, this is what I mean. You're always waiting for the pullback that never comes. Momentum is a thing.
Exactly. And health insurers like Centene are the same story. Up 53% year to date, raised guidance, and still only 14 times forward earnings.
All right, Centene is the one growth name I can get behind. Government-sponsored plans are sticky and medical costs were favorable, but it's already pricing in a lot.
Tom, your enthusiasm is contagious, but let's not ignore the yen. BYD entering Japan's K-car market, that's a direct shot at Toyota.
Oof, Toyota down 16% year-to-date, and this won't help. But they're hedging with a fuel cell JV with Daimler and Volvo. Smart.
Volvo's up 4% this week on that hydrogen push. I'd take Volvo over Toyota right now. Cleaner story.
100%. And the EV angle in Japan is a long-term threat to the incumbents. Watch that space.
Speaking of watching, AI infrastructure debt. BlackRock's $12.5 billion bond sale for a Meta data center rallied. Junk yields worked.
So HYG, the high-yield ETF, caught a bid. Up a whisker, but near highs. If this debt channel opens, it's a new frontier for AI capex.
It's also a warning. Tech companies are funding capex with debt, not equity. That leverage could bite if interest rates stay high.
But for now, demand is there. Investors want AI exposure, even in junk bonds. That's bullish.
And the most original take today comes from the FT on debt rules in US courts. What counts as a payment? If cash doesn't change hands, can debt be satisfied? This could upend distressed debt markets.
Oh, that's good. If retroactive challenges fly, credit markets could freeze. A new legal front that nobody's pricing.
Wait, like someone could say, I paid you in kind, and a court says, no, you actually need to wire dollars? That's wild.
Exactly. The lawyers are going to love this one.
All right, let's land the plane. Our view, the twin unwind in chips and energy is pushing money into bonds and defensives. TLT at lows is the cleanest expression.
And the counter argument, NVDA at 15 times earnings. If AI spending holds, this is a screaming buy. The short tip trade is getting crowded.
Right, so we're saying long TLT versus short SMH is the pair trade, but ready to flip if NVIDIA's next report blows the lights out.
And don't sleep on the Fed. Energy disinflation could make Powell your best friend. That's the missing catalyst.
Gerald, your take on the dollar if rates drop?
The dollar weakens, commodities catch a bid, and the whole narrative flips. But that's a conversation for tomorrow's London edition.
Speaking of which, we're back at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for charts and sources.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends kicking around the day's big moves.
Until then, stay nimble and maybe keep one eye on those Italian banks.
See you tomorrow, New York.
Investment